I'm presently raping Bambi, yo. And if you're offended by this, or you're too young to see it, man, well, get the hell out of here, okay?
Oh yeah, and welcome back to BDO Radio, show number 5. This is your host, Budweiser, recording this show on March 9, year 2006. And these new recorded shows are coming out like a freaking shower. This is pretty cool. I don't think we're gonna like hit such a crazy number in 2006, but a good quantity of shows will come out, filling a playlist that probably by the end of the year 2006 will be entirely made of the new BDO Radio material. Now, we're still replaying some old bong.dhs.org material, our predecessor name, but eventually this is like, it's already starting that we're phasing it out. And already with 5 new shows, we can phase out a whole lot. And most likely, within the next 6 months, we're going to have a playlist that can fill about 12 hours and only need to insert other shows in there and not necessarily bong.dhs.org material anymore. Now, basically, it's good that it's fresh material to begin with. And people have had a great response with this new structure and everything. And I think BDO Radio, although we're like in some form of a rebirth right now, because like we changed our name, but not really. Like we kept the BDO acronym, we just made it mean something different. But I mean, the concept is still there, and we're still the same people, and yes, there's still some pot smoking going on, we're just not quite loud about that anymore. I mean, our humor shouldn't be based on that, it should be based on the humor, you know what I mean? Because we have a style of comedy that, you know, pot or not, it's the style of comedy that counts. And well, I think it's a really good streak we're going on, you know. There's another really interesting thing. The last skits aired in the last show, the 3 skits aired in the last show, were all scenarios made of scenarios suggested by a girl named Pascal, and I gave her a good shout out in show number 4. I'll give her another one today, reason being that the final suggestion of hers is basically what composes the skit that's going to play after my talk show. My talk segment. Yeah, sorry, I've had a few beers, okay? Deal with me. Anyways, after this very segment right now, it's going to last around 10 minutes. We're already 2 minutes 50 seconds into it. There's going to be a skit. That skit is based on her last suggestion. It's called The Accident Shrink, and I think you're going to love the style. Really, this is one of the forms of exploration I was talking about a few seconds ago. The exploration that we're doing, like we're trying to find our new path and appeal to the people with our own style of humor. Now, we do a little variation and exploration, but rest assured that the roots of BDO will never go anywhere. I mean, we're the same guys, we're the same heads. The middle segment of this show is something that was recorded with Bafalio and yours truly. This segment is basically Bafalio playing a spokesperson for a tobacco company, and I basically do the voices of the people asking questions at the conference. And it just makes of such a funny goddamn skit, because obviously the spokesperson for the tobacco company has to be completely deluded and make people believe that tobacco's good for you and shit. And that's what Bafalio does. The middle segment, I think you're gonna like a whole lot. And the skit, and on all the skits of this show. 2 of the skits. Actually, one is a new skit I made, which is pretty cool. The second skit in this show is a musician audition, and the musician is really bad, basically. And the third skit is a recycled skit that I took from the old playlist. However, it is really rare. Like, a lot of people, even regulars, will find this one to be new to them. It's what the fuck did I recall it? I basically gave it a new name now that's much shorter than its original one, which was like the Crash Driver Interview or something. But I renamed it to something much simpler. Ah, wrong folder. Here we go. I got it here. Crash Report. That's it. That's what it's called. Crash Report. The third one is just amazing. Another performance by Pafalio. So in this show tonight, believe it or not, you got not one, but two performances by Pafalio. One of them being the middle skit of this show. And the middle skit of the show is about 5 minutes long. So, like, you got a grand total of, like, 7 minutes of Pafalio in this show. This is like taking it back to the days of bong.dhs.org almost. You know what I'm saying? It's not the weed, it's the crew that does the difference. Yeah. Anyways. Now, a lot of things that I'm thinking of for BDO Radio lately. I'm starting to steer towards the concept of a schedule. I've already sent like a beta schedule for this very weekend of shows, and I'm gonna see how it goes. Most likely by the time this show gets old with time and still is on the playlist, we already will have implemented a structure of a schedule for live shows. This is probably going to be implemented within the next month from this show on. And I'm starting out with a really beta concept, just sending a schedule to people and see if they're going to show up when our shows start. I mean, it's truly important that I start giving the live concept a structure. Because it just gets confusing lately for our listeners with the emails and stuff. And although I've put limits on the mailing list, it's still a mess. The mailing list within the next month will be based on a new concept where we will basically email once a week. Only once a week with our live show schedule and any other news we have to give you. This is going to be a really constrained system without any headaches, and people will stop getting like 5 emails a week. Because, like, even with the new rules, the new limits, I still think we're sending way too many emails, and I apologize to everybody on the mailing list who don't check their email that often. Stick around, okay? Stay on it, because it's about to change and it's about to get way cleaner than this. In fact, it's going to be way friendlier for people who check their email accounts every week or twice a week. It's really going to accommodate everybody with the new format. The schedule part, I mean, I can't wait to see what response a schedule can bring in comparison to last-minute notifications and using a notification application on your desktop. Which, this concept I will probably keep, obviously. The BDO Notifier, if you don't know about it, type in your web browser www.bdoradio.com/notifier, N-O-T-I-F-I-E-R. Check this out, and this is basically an application that notifies you on your desktop the second we go on live, and even with a schedule, I think that application might help you a whole lot, because there might be time changes. Like my very first schedule that I released now, there's already a time change on it, and it has to do with the first airing ever of this very show. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors I'll have to consider, but it's a good gamble. I think the schedule is a great idea for the people out there, and I'm basically going to survey the affiliations, ask them, you know, when's your best night, and what's your best time? So you're probably going to be catching more and more live stuff on BDO Radio as the year goes on, due to the fact that we will start scheduling our material instead of just like loosely placing shows throughout the week randomly. I think it's going to bring structure, and I think it's going to bring listeners. So, I can't wait to see the results. I can't wait to see if I'm right, and I can't wait to see if it's going to give justice to the material that is being produced at BDO Radio. Mostly what I think it's going to do, it's going to bring back old listeners. Listeners that haven't been around in a while. It happens really often. I really like doing that. Anyways, I'd have another hour to talk about it, and it's not even about BDO Radio. It's like I could keep this talk segment going forever, but I'm going to have to wrap it up here because coming up right after this segment is a brand new skit that I have produced last week. It's called The Accident Shrink, and man, is it a good one. It just really has good impact on the BDO Radio style. So, well, that's it. I'm wrapping up the segment. Join me in segment number 3. I think I said fourth segment a few seconds ago. I'm still thinking of the old show structure. I meant segment number 3. And in segment number 2, you're going to have that tobacco spokesperson doing a news conference. I think you're going to love that one. So here we go. The show rolls on.
BDORadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Oh, God, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I mean, I wasn't looking. I honestly wasn't looking. I'm absolutely sorry. Are you okay?
Why, yes, sir. I'm okay. Are you okay?
Oh, yes, I'm okay. I mean, I'm the one who hit you. I'm asking you if you're okay.
Okay, sir, calm down a little. You seem quite agitated. Are you sure you're
okay?
Listen,
I'm agitated because I'm concerned about you right now, okay? This is there's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine. I truly am fine.
Okay, sir, listen to me carefully. Take a deep breath. Start by taking a deep breath.
What? Oh, okay, listen. I'm coming to you because I hit you, and I'm wondering if you're okay. Who are you to tell me to take a deep breath?
Well, sir, I'm a certified psychiatrist of the region, and I'd like to go over this, but we have to start with that deep breath that I just told you about.
Listen, okay? I'm not gonna take the fucking deep breath. I'm not the one who got hit. You got hit. You take the fucking breath.
Sir, you seem to have serious troubles with anxiety, okay? Now, we're gonna be talking about it.
Listen, bitch, okay? I was just coming to see if you're okay, but now you're starting to piss me off.
Listen, you're sure you don't want to, like, talk about this problem and let it all out? I can help you.
I don't want to talk about shit, bitch, okay? Never mind. Just screw it, okay?
Okay, and you have a good day.
You eat my hot steaming shit!
That's right, sir.
Fucking shrinks. You ruin everything!
And now we welcome Jim Wells, spokesperson for the Wild Tobacco Company. And, the microphone is all yours, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, everybody. My name is Jim Wells. I'm with this tobacco company. And, my discussion for today was to introduce to all you people and to answer some Q&As for all the tobacco smokers out there and all the plus sides of smoking tobacco in our society, which does increase the flow of all kinds of information between people and is a nice way to commute. Now, we'll start with a little session of Q&As. If anybody has any questions...
Me!
Yes, sir, over there, third row.
I've heard that your company is trying to push young people to smoke, and it is, you know, you make cartoon characters for your cigarettes. What's up with that?
Well, we encourage kids to smoke our cigarettes because, number one, kids are not as dumb as you think they are. And number two, their lungs are very fresh and clean. So they can handle the stronger brand of cigarettes that our company tries to enhance. Yes. Next question.
Yes. I'd like to ask a question.
Fourth row there, sir. Yes.
Yes. I cough big black pieces of tar in the morning. I've been a smoker for 15 years. Now, what's the... Is this from cigarettes?
The answer to this question is very simple. Since cigarette was invented, we found that tar introduced with the tobacco, it was good because it lubricated your lungs and airways so that the flow of cigarette can go through and out very easily. My suggestion to you is when you cough up those tar That means your oil or lubricant is coming out of your system. So I suggest you smoke more to replace that oil with a newer brand and try our extra strength tar cigarettes. They're very good. Yes, next question.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. First row.
Yes, I've been analyzed by my doctor. And he said I had emphysema, and it's due to the cigarettes. And can you tell me why this happened?
Well, this emphysema can happen to anybody, first of all. It's not because of our cigarettes. The only thing I could tell you is at least you don't have cancer, right?
I haven't checked for that yet.
Well, see? You should always check before you ask. Emphysema is just a part of our society, and we have to grow to accept this, like any other diseases out there. It's just one of those diseases that comes and goes, like chickenpox. Next question, please.
Me again.
Yes.
Yes, the doctors, the American doctors, they say nicotine is addictive. I believe in that statement because I have become addicted to cigarettes.
And what's your question?
Well, my question is nicotine addictive?
Not only is nicotine addictive, but it is the greatest addiction one can be addicted to. Unlike coffee, nicotine is smoked, which enhances your karma and makes you a better person. Surveys have said that nicotine increases your willingness to increase your stuff, and our nicotine has been rated as the most potent nicotine in the cigarette industry, and we're very proud of having the cleanest tar-filled nicotine in our industry. Now, for the answer to your question, yes, nicotine is addictive, and we should all be addicted to it at some point in our life to learn more from that process. Yes.
Yeah, yes, my kid's 14 years old.
Yes.
And I'd like to know how to get him to quit smoking. He started smoking last summer, and I don't find that very nice. I'd like to know how we can get this kid to quit smoking.
Well, before you emphasize on getting your kid to stop smoking, you should look at his karma now. I bet you he's one of the coolest kids in whatever grade he's in, and you shouldn't try to discourage him to make new friends and to like our product, which is one of the best products out there. Right?
I don't know about that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap this up, and this was a nice session of Q's and A's, and for all you people out there, we have on your exit, you will be given a carton of cigarettes. Now, in that carton, you have extra light, and mediums, and extra strength. And, we encourage you to try all kinds of cigarettes, and don't forget, our cigarettes are the cigarettes. Our tar is just cleaner.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, Jack's road safety tip number 6. Hi, I'm Jack. This is road safety tip number 6. When comes time to changing lanes on the highway, simply steer without looking. Looking into your blind spot and putting your flasher is uselessly time-consuming. Instead, let the others adapt to your random movement.
Well, Bill, I read your portfolio, and I'd like to hear what you can do. I mean, you start when you're ready.
Well, first, I'd like to thank you very much for letting me do this audition. I think I'm gonna impress you. I mean, I think my stuff's, like, really, like, the new world.
Okay, that's very good, but we got little time, so start.
Yeah, why not? Let's start with the first piece. Well, first off, I'd like to tell you that this piece is really emotional to me, and the keys are really hard to hit, so it might not be perfect. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Just get started. I mean, we have little time.
Yeah, okay. But I get it. First, I gotta get into my set of mind. Hang on.
Hurry up.
Okay, I can feel it now.
Running down the road. Running down the road. Running down the road. And I can't find my lighter.
Well, what do you think?
Bill, listen, it's could be good, but it really lacks spirit. It doesn't have, spirit.
Okay, more spirited, right?
Yeah.
I might just, like, not have gotten into my emotion well enough.
Man, that happens.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Running down the road. Running down the road. Running.
What? This is just, like, not very good, actually. You got something else? Anything.
But I just told you this, like, my new sound here. It's like, maybe you have a problem with it, but a lot of people have told me that this was really a masterpiece. Especially my mother. She says I'm special.
Well, listen. Okay, I don't care about that. I'd just like to hear something else.
I mean, I have another one. This one's about my childhood.
Okay, go.
My baby left me and I feel sad. My baby left me and I feel sad. My baby left me and I feel sad.
Bill, stop. What? Bill, stop. Stop. That sucks. And it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
See, my music's about feeling. You gotta sort of dive into the feeling.
But there's no feeling in this thing. You're like wasting my time here. I mean, this is terrible.
Listen. I don't want you to think that. Okay, listen. Let me try something else, okay? There's this fill I've been working on the keyboard for a new thing of mine, and it's really nifty. I think this will show you what I've been talking about the whole time. Please.
Okay, now just do it.
Okay, here goes. It starts off like this. And then... Damn it.
Bill, you're gonna have to come with me.
I'm gonna have to escort you to the exit. I know you're gonna like this.
You're wasting my time.
People are gonna like it.
You suck! I'm a star!
No, you're not a star! You suck!
Throw me out, please!
You fucking suck! I have work to do.
Oh yeah! Welcome back to BDO Radio! The third segment of show number 5. This is your host, Bud Huaza. And again, a little reminder, I'm recording this show on March 9th, year 2006. So, now, I've gone all over all the BDO stuff in the first segment, except for one thing that I'm going to start talking about later on in this segment. But let's get on to, like, some general talk, you know, some talk about everything and nothing. Take, for instance, marijuana, okay, which I used to talk a whole lot about back in the days of bong.dhs.org. It happens much less now, but I'm going to talk about it right now. And some people are going to be inclined to say that what I'm about to say is like, he's starting a new direction on his show, so he's not talking for marijuana anymore, blah, blah, blah. I want to give a heads up to these people that I think are going to be thinking that. Don't go and think that, okay? This is something I was thinking during the days of bong.dhs.org, before the days of bong.dhs.org, and after the days of bong.dhs.org. This is not like a new BDO radio thing, okay? I used to say this when we had the other name. But now, for BDO radio, I mean, there is no change in my opinion on marijuana. This is something negative, I have to say, obviously, but I am really sick and tired of the marijuana legalization activists making up these things that marijuana are supposed to be good for to get it legalized. Now, okay, yes, it can perform as a natural painkiller. I'll give it that much, okay? Because it is somehow a painkiller. I'll agree with that. Okay, maybe. People who are about to die, fine. You can smoke, you're gonna die. You know, get totally stoned. That's all cool with me. There's so many things being said about marijuana that are wrong. Like, ooh, it's never killed anybody. No one's ever gotten, like, even cancer over it. Trust me, marijuana has every single tool required, especially with its strength today, to give you cancer. Marijuana is not addictive, blah, blah, blah. With its strength today, marijuana. I am sorry. I am one who has been addicted to marijuana and still is today. I mean, I struggle and I try to, like, consume less and not freaking waste all my money on it, although I make a lot of money and I manage to waste a lot of money on it. And I'm living proof that marijuana is possible to cause an addiction. Marijuana is likely to cause an addiction if you consume too much of it. And I used to say this in the days of bong.dhs.org. You know, the consumption we do on shows and in my regular life, it was too much, okay? That was a known fact, and this is not something I'm like turning around on right now. It's a known fact, and it's something I would repeat often, that, you know, it's like, guys, you know, marijuana is real cool, but you don't want to be smoking as much as me and shit like that. I wasn't trying to be like, yo, look, I'm so bad, I smoke so much. That wasn't my point. My point was to say, look, you don't want to be caught in this situation. It's a situation you have to eventually wiggle out of, and it's kind of hard after a while, you know? Anyways, marijuana can create an addiction. I'm living proof. Marijuana could cause cancer. Marijuana can do a really fuckload of bad things. Take for instance the destruction of the regularity of your appetite by marijuana. If you consume more than 3 joints a day, I'd say more than a gram a day every day, your appetite is probably completely demolished. You can only eat after smoking pot at some point, and you lose weight, and it's unhealthy, and it's just not right. Anyways, it happens to me. When I decide to go on a weed break, sometimes I have to make the weed break a little longer so I can regain my fucking appetite. And I think this is one area of marijuana that has not been properly researched. I believe it's the hypothalamus. There's a gland right underneath the brain that detects the sugar level. I believe it's the hypothalamus that detects your blood sugar level and decides when you have to eat and makes you hungry. And I think it totally screws the fuck out of it. And this is a part of the research that I do not believe has been well carried out to understand why marijuana makes people hungry and what it does after a long time consuming marijuana in larger than required quantities. Marijuana activists are not trying to get marijuana legalized for the right reasons. Marijuana, and look, okay, I am not against the legalization of marijuana. I'm not. Reason being is that the way the market works right now for marijuana is stupid, because it's a black market and it's just retarded. Black markets are fucking stupid. People are stupid in them. Everything's handled stupidly, uselessly violently. It is not clean business. It's just stupid. I can't. You know, in high school, I used to buy and sell, and like in large quantities to the larger dealers. I was like the middleman, and I saw how stupid this market is. I knew the adults that could sell in large quantities, and I knew the younger people that of my age that wanted to buy. So I basically relayed everybody, and I saw how stupid everybody is. The older people, the young, they're all stupid. Fuck, man. It was just aggravating. Anyways, so legalization should be pressed on another point than either medical or all that bullshit. It should not. Cigarettes can kill you and they're legal. It doesn't mind that we're gonna legalize another deadly substance. Alcohol can fucking kill you and it's legal. Two substances. Turpentine is fucking legal and it can kill you if you consume any of it. Okay? Look, that's not the point. The point is we have to push on another aspect. We're wasting our fucking time. There are so many lethal substances, medically damaging substances out there that we can consume every day of our lives. So trying to make the government understand that marijuana isn't that harmful is not the point to attack at all. We're just going about it the wrong way. It's like, not working. What we have to do is basically compare marijuana to the existing legal substances and rub it in their faces, like if we had shat on toilet paper and just doing the same thing with a piece of toilet paper afterwards. Rub it in their fucking faces. Make them understand that marijuana is just as bad as cigarettes and alcohol and whatever else they got out there on the market. And it's like, painkillers are worse than fucking marijuana. Marijuana could serve as a better painkiller. I don't want to see marijuana being sold as a medical alternative. Maybe as a painkiller, but that's not the point. I want to see marijuana being sold as a recreational consumption product. I mean, I want to see marijuana cigarettes on the shelf, and if you want to smoke marijuana, you can buy marijuana off the goddamn shelf. There are no stupid idiots to deal with. There are no goddamn dealers. Right now, I have to admit, the way when I want to consume marijuana, I'm very well treated. I probably have the best service in town. We're talking delivery here. This is just the most perfect system I've ever worked with in my entire life, and I've had this since I've moved here. So for the last like 4 years, I believe I've been here. 5 years I've been here. I've been here for 5 years. For the last 5 years, I've been served with the utmost excellence. So I can't really complain. I don't really mind if weed goes legal or not anymore for my own personal consumption. However, I think it would be a cool thing to do. I think it would be just a release in the unnecessary laws that are being applied on this stuff that it isn't really that bad. I mean, I'm addicted to coffee too. I really am addicted to coffee, and I'm a coffee head. I'm serious. I'm fucking bad. Okay, this is like crack to me. I call it liquid crack. Believe it or not, I call coffee liquid fucking crack. Coffee's bad. When you drink 6-7 coffees in a day, man, that's not good for you. And when you do that for a whole week in a row, that's not good for you. But hey, coffee's legal and anyone can make them at their own will and decide how much they're going to consume. Why is it not the same with marijuana? Please allow the substance to be consumed legally. This is where we're going to find a logical door to open to go and get the people to say, in the government, you know, or to... and. There are people. Most of the government are people like you and me. They're people of our people. That's what the governments are in North America. They're the people deciding what happens. And it's mostly like that. Yes, there's a lot of corruption, but there's still people. And it's the people that are doing the corruption and the people that are giving into it. It's still our people. And I think that if our people can understand it in a logical way and not see this as like... one thing that has to be clarified is that marijuana is not cocaine. Marijuana is not heroin. It's not a dangerous drug that badly. Marijuana is a coffee. Marijuana is a tobacco. Marijuana is an alcohol. Marijuana belongs with the legal substances. This is where our point is. And I can't wait until I see the marijuana legalization activists post just this as their cause. And let go with the medical bullshit, because that's not the point. That's not what we want to go for. And what? Well, all us stoners are going to have to get prescriptions for some shit we have in our body to just as an excuse to smoke weed? Come on! It's fucking retarded. It's okay, maybe you can get prescription for marijuana as a painkiller, but also sell it on the shelves in the store so we can buy it for our recreational use. Like, it should not require a prescription. The only benefit you would get from a prescription is you don't pay tax on the medicine. And you would get the government's medicine instead of buying it off the shelf in the corner store. That's it. I mean, is it that fucking complicated? Marijuana legalization activists have no idea what they're doing. They are setting us back 1,000 fucking years in the process. Yeah, that's even before it was made illegal, okay? I know, but they're setting us back... oh no, realistically, they're setting us back about 15 years in the process of the legalization. They are the cause why marijuana has not been legalized yet. Activists are stupid in any kind of department. I'm not surprised. Like, animal protection activists are stupid. Gay activists are stupid. Marijuana activists are stupid. They're all dumb. They're all really deluded and stupid, and fighting their cause is all wrong. The gay people dance half naked in the streets to make their point and scare everybody shitless, especially the kids. Like, it'd be the same for men and women. Like, as if we did straight pride parades like this and we had like straight activists, ooh, scary shit, man. The kids would be fucking frightened, wouldn't sleep anymore at night. It's like, it's good enough that we have the gaze, okay? That's kind of frightening for kids to see, especially like a kid that knows already, like at a very young age, that he's heterosexual and has to get subjected to this shit. I mean, that's not the way you're gonna get gazed into this society. You're not supposed to have sex in public or look like you're gonna have sex in public in any way, no matter what your orientation is. Let's take, other activists, for instance. The animal activists. But they're a bunch of morons. They're all like vegetarians, and we know that we're omnivores, okay? We're supposed to eat fucking meat. I know there's a balance you can do with vegetables and shit, but you're still killing plants, dumbass. A. B. Like, what? The plants are not allowed to live, but the animals are have to be protected? What the fuck is wrong with these people? Not only that, I'd like to add something else, is the fact that the stupid fucking activists are going to cities like Hamburg in Germany, asking them to rename their city to Veggieburg and giving them $15,000 for it, which the mayor turns down with his middle finger. What the fuck is wrong with these stupid morons? Get a job! Do something worthful for a change. God, that's aggravating. The people donated money to raise $15,000 to have a city's name changed from Hamburg to Veggieburg. What the fuck is wrong with activists? Activists are stupid morons. All of them. In every single department that exists where there are activists, female activists have problems, okay? It's like you already have the rights. You're almost taking more than men now, and you still want rights. What the fuck's wrong with you? Stop activating. Stop activismificating, you know, and just get the fuck back to work. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, okay? I don't want to be a sexist bastard. I think we have equality now, pretty much, okay? Canada had a prime minister, a woman as a prime minister for a little while, okay? So, like, it only lasted 2 months because she actually replaced the prime minister that was there before out of an emergency procedure. But still, we had a woman there. So, like, I think the equality is there now, finally. And just, like, you know, we gotta stop with this bullshit, you know? Activists are just all crazy. Anyways, now I'm gonna have to wrap up this talk. I mean, I pretty much said all I had to say about that marijuana activist thing, especially my last talk with activists on the overall. But, now I'm actually going to wrap up the segment and kick off with a song that I'm going to play. I'm gonna play something actually fucked up, okay? I don't even know what I'm gonna play yet, but I'm gonna go in the funkier choices. Probably gonna be some old Genesis, and a lot of people are going like, "Oh, you're gonna play some Phil Collins?" No, the old Genesis, when it sounded like almost like progressive metal. Well, that's what you're gonna be hearing, and after that, there's going to be a skit. This is a skit that's been reused, but most people will not know it. This is the Crash Report. It's made by yours truly and Befolio. So me and Befolio recorded that in 2001. It is a very rare skit, something that wasn't even part of any show's playlist. And this is the reason why it's very rare, and very few people have heard this one. So it's really like almost like it was new, and it's a great one on top of that. So you want to stay tuned throughout this whole thing and wrap up the show on a good note. The skit will actually wrap up the show. So I'm going to say goodbye now, and thanks for listening so far to show number 5. And I will see you soon again on the air. And now that we're planning a schedule system and so forth, you're going to see a whole lot of more of me on the air. So, well, people, I shall see you very soon.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
I got sunshine in my stomach, like I just rocked my baby to sleep. I got sunshine in my stomach, but
but I can't keep me from creeping sleep, sleep deep in the deep. Thank you.
WildTobaccoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, Jack's road safety tip number 15. Hi, I'm Jack. This is road safety tip number 15. When you're driving to a certain location and are unsure of which way you will need to turn, hang around in the middle of the road with the dotted line in the center of your car. Don't worry, others will wait patiently behind you as you find your way. Don't forget to go as slow as you can. This ensures that the people stuck behind you know that you're really lost.
Okay, so this is the Friday Night News, and we're about to interview our fabulous crash driver here, Mr. Smoky Red Smoker. And let's go up to the car right now, and I'm going to ask him a couple of questions. This crash looked like it was very dangerous. Hey, how you doing, Smoky? Yeah, that was a beautiful crash you've done there.
It hurts. The bleeding.
It sure does look like that. And how does your arm feeling?
I have no more arm.
It was a trick question. Here, I brought it for you. And besides that, what do you think you accomplished with this race today?
Help me.
Yes, most likely.
Help me.
That's true. I agree totally. And both your wheels have left the ground and have not been since seen by anybody. Do you know what could have happened in that occasion?
I have one around my foot. It hurts. Help me.
True, that's the truth. And Smokey, what do you think is your plans for the future? Yeah, Smokey, don't faint on me.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm the track marshal here.
I'm interviewing Mr. Smokey.
You did not help this person.
Well, my job is just to interview and.
Get out of here.
Sir, what do you think happened in this race today?
Terrible. You're the worst human being on the planet, and you're let us do our job of taking care of this poor person here.
And do you agree that the crash was unpurposely unhooked by the race?
I'm sorry. If you don't get off this track field, I'm gonna call the cops or something. You're a horrible person. Get out of here.